During World War II, young working men left the Midwest to fight for their country. In some cases, it was the enemy that came here to harvest the crops. This week's broadcast brought to you by the place where the West officially started getting wild, St. Joseph, Missouri. Plan your trip at stjomo.com. The American Countryside returns after this. Hampshire, Illinois was home to a canning factory at the beginning of World War II. John Finzel was in elementary school when he overheard two of the factory administrators at a local coffee shop.
He says, "You know what? We're in trouble. We've got all this crop, and we haven't got enough men to harvest it. We've only got about 250 available, and these were women, out of about 450 that are required." And somebody piped up, "Well, why don't you get some POWs in here? They're looking to put these people to work."
John didn't hear the rest of the discussion, but soon barbed wire fences and barracks were being constructed next to the canning factory.
About the 1st of May, all these 2.5-ton tandem axle trucks came pulling through town, loaded with German POWs, with guards and so forth. I can still see them coming in here. I'll bet the first wing, there was 50 trucks coming through downtown Hampshire.
The town was excited as the crops would be harvested by the German POWs. John delivered papers as a before and after school job. One day, he was at his father's store when the town druggist and an army colonel paid a visit.
"No," he said, "we want to talk to you and your dad." The colonel says, "Well, we have to have newspapers for these prisoners. Many of them speak English, and I have to have newspapers for the American soldiers. This somebody has to be able to walk behind the prison gates and mingle with the prisoners."
With his father's permission, John got the job delivering papers to the POW camp. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside. And this week, sponsored by stjomo.com. In Hampshire, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.